and crayons as we walked out the door. I sat him in the front row and told him that if he behaved, I would take him to the local ice cream shop and he could order anything he wanted. As I spoke from the podium, I realized that I couldn't concentrate. It was a few years into my ministry. I had started to enjoy public speaking and loved engaging my audience. It gave me a sensation like the single-mindedness and adrenaline rush that I got from sports. But tonight I felt nervous and distracted. I kept watching Barney and he kept watching me. Even though my brain was sending the right words to my mouth, my deeper mind kept focusing on my son. I was overcome with how great he looked and how much I loved him. After the speech and handshakes, I went over to him and hugged him. "Dad, that was really good," he said. My heart was touched. It was so like Barney to be thoughtful beyond his years. I got him his ice cream. He ordered a hot fudge sundae and a chocolate milkshake. I just couldn't say no. As the bright light of the ice cream shop illuminated the ice cream covering Barney's chin and clothes, I thought about how Paula would react to my sweet indulgence. Far too much sugar, and the stains to prove it. Outside, the city was empty, and the mist was thick. A few roaming cats and random rats spooked me. As we got closer to home, I looked down at Barney again. Suddenly, I began to have the most mystical and magical experience of my life. It seemed as though my soul left my body and connected with his. I had an overwhelming sense of how much I loved him, how special and important he was to me. Out of all the children in the world, this magnificent boy was my son, and I was his dad. And in the throes of this spiritual connection, it seemed as if the mist started coming in through the car vents and engulfing us. I pulled over to the side of the road and stopped. A sense of being haunted came over me, a sense that maybe there were a few shadows and ghosts lingering in the dark that needed to come out into the light. And then, for the first time in my adult life, I managed to articulate something that had always eaten at me. My father never saw me this way. I was acutely aware of the difference between the love I felt for Barney and what I had received from my own father. My father never felt this. Why didn't I have a father who loved me the same way I love my son? The car arrived home that night almost driving itself and carrying two boys. One was sound asleep on my shoulder, resting in the strength and security of my love for him. And the other was me, a four-year-old Joey Ehrman, wrapped in a retired lineman's body who was just starting to get in touch with the hole inside his soul. I handed both boys to Paula. I told her about my experience and my wave of emotions, the sense of loss, grief, and abandonment that I associated with my father. 40 years of imprisoned emotion began to be set free. I realized that night that a change was happening. The start of a permanent one. All the pain, hiding, and shame were beginning to come to an end as I saw my story laid out on the road right there in front of me. The days with my abusive father and my constant aching for his love, the debilitating sports culture in which I thrived as a teen in Buffalo, my manipulative coaches and my incessant need for their approval, and my junkie's use of sports, fame, and drugs as medication for all the grief. I was beginning to see it all clearly and knew it was time to put it to rest. Laid out before me was my life as a sports story, a narrative with each mile marker underscoring a coaching relationship. I saw the transactional coaches, the kind of coaches who use players as tools to meet their personal needs for validation, status, and identity. They held their power over my head to elicit the response they wanted. I obeyed these coaches out of necessity, but I never accepted their belief system or bought into their programs. Coach first, team second, and the player's growth and needs last, if at all, was their modus operandi. I also saw the transformational coaches, who used their coaching platform to impart life-changing